Hey, welcome to Over in Vancouver. I'm your something, disc coordinator, Roland Tang Lao. It's January 30th, 2015.
We'll go with co-host.
Co-host Dale McGlattery there. Oh, look, it's got like a volume meter audio boom. Cool.
Yeah, we can tell if we're hitting or not.
We're going to talk about transit. What do you think, Dale, as a North Vancouver resident? Are you going to vote yes for this transit referendum we're having in Vancouver here?
I am going to represent, I think, the masses by saying I am really quite ignorant of all of the issues involved. I'm not happy about transit in general.
It's 0.5%, is that right? Sales tax in the city of Vancouver. No, it's Metro Vancouver.
It's Metro Vancouver.
So not Langley?
Everywhere they cover. That's right. Well, no, actually, Langley's inside the zone now for transit, so I would expect them to get covered as well.
Okay. All right. Yes, no. Have you been reading the arguments for and against?
I have been following it very loosely, and I have to say I am somewhat confused. Like,
you're a transit user, right?
I take the C bus. I am a transit booster. I am just really frustrated with the way transit is run in Vancouver with the silly board that Victoria appointed a long time ago. Like, if we want to get some money back, let's fire those guys. And take their salaries and roll it back in. Like, it won't be 0.5%, but it's like, I see them as wholly useless. This should be provincial.
For those who don't know, I'm a bicyclist, and I find the whole debate is framed incorrectly. Like, I find, like, we will spend, City of Vancouver, I'm talking, because that's where I live, and you live in North Vandale, but we will spend $2 million easily on a car thing. Like, let's add, we spent $2 million on Clark Drive to turn left onto 18th or East 18th or something without batting an eyelid, yet we won't spend $2 million on a safe bicycle path so that you and I can bicycle around the city without getting killed by cars.
And
that goes for all forms of transit.
That's exactly part of my frustration. And the whole South Delta Connector thing, where they put in all of that infrastructure for trucks and stuff. South Fraser Connector, I forget what that was called.
I've never been on that road.
There was no other consideration for boosting transit. Like, you look at how important transit is. Like, just think of the transit strike. People probably don't remember that.
It was awful.
In 2000.
I remember.
And
I was here.
You look at how dependent the region is on a working transit. Like, especially the merchants and stuff, but we won't put serious money into it. Like you said, it's always the rump that we kind of throw some other stuff towards.
And I don't blame TransLink. They have their inefficiencies, but you and I have worked in large organizations. They all have their inefficiencies. I blame the government, the provincial government, which doesn't have a clear governance structure for TransLink. And just does whatever they want. Basically, the Canada Line was a good example for the Olympics. TransLink had their plan. The provincial and the federal government said, no, it's the Olympics, we're going to do this. And they did that. It's good that we elect people in Victoria, but it's not good that there's no transparent and repeatable process for funding transit. And you have no idea what's going to happen next. So here's what I think is going to happen. I think the referendum will pass, but since the provincial government can do whatever they want, referendum or not, the transit proposed by the mayors, which I think is a good package, is not actually going to happen. We might get the Broadway line. We might not. And so that's the hardest part about this, is that this referendum is ridiculous. Like, if we vote no, we definitely won't get transit. If we vote yes, there's no guarantee for the provincial government that we're going to get transit. It's not TransLink. It's provincial government, not TransLink. TransLink is an inept creation of an inept government, and NDP and Liberal.
With a long history of...
Yeah, the ineptness. And I don't, you know, compared to BC Ferries, I don't think they're badly run. You know, I mean, BC Ferries is the one that, and ICBC are the ones that government badly run, or associated with government badly run organizations, in my opinion. Anyways, we have 5 minutes. That's pretty good, eh? We got 5 minutes, Dale.
There you go.
Well, I would encourage you all to read the issues and to vote yes. Because
where have you been getting your information from?
Well, I get my information from Gordon Price, pricetags.wordpress.com, and he's obviously biased in favor of transit. But really, Even if you're a driver, do you not want less congestion? If you're a parent, do you not want cleaner roads or cleaner environment? If you're a driver, you know, the whole thing is...
Like this is another
this
part
artificial
of my,
conflict. There's no conflict here.
And like you said, sometimes the discussion is framed frustrated, like, and it's been... The management of TransLink is probably where most of my frustration comes, because the people I've dealt with on TransLink, generally, like the staff, have been pretty good.
Yeah.
But the question is always framed badly, I think, because everyone is looking like a lot of times stuff is framed as like a magic transit bullet, and it's. There is no such thing as a magic bullet. Like when you talk about congestion and like rebuilding the bridge to Surrey and stuff, like we should be talking about a more comprehensive kind
holistic
thing. Like not just like for cars, but like for bicycles and the other kinds of traffic we have,
yeah.
And looking at the patterns. And
yeah, people live in Surrey, people live in Langley, they need to move around.
And you look at
how do we move them around? Car or otherwise.
Exactly. And we never get it framed that way. Like we always, if transit comes to us with like studies and stuff, and it's a pig in a poke. Like we've already ruled out all of this stuff, and I'm like, why did you rule that out? Like you're giving me two.
There's no
really
transparency of process,
awful
right?
Solution. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So yeah, frustration.
Like we have examples, and I'm not going to name them because they're easy to find of people in the suburbs. Need transportation, don't have cars, yet we build an exclusive car a car infrastructure only that doesn't have a dedicated bus lane or a place for trains. And now we're reaping the disadvantages, the unbenefits, the anti-benefits of that kind of approach. A holistic approach would say, hey, we're not going to move people from Langley or Surrey, and we're not going to convince them to get out of the cars, but we're going to encourage them by giving them the transit and the car thing. But you can't overbuild the car thing, because as we all know, when you build a car, more car infrastructure, people buy more cars.
The
and it
best,
gets clogged again.
The best quote I ever heard was, "You can't fix being overweight by buying a larger belt."
Exactly, and that's the whole approach to traffic. The congestion of car traffic that we seem to have adopted, but de facto, because there is no approach, there is no overall holistic approach, a comprehensive strategy, if you will. Like, and every time TransLink tries to come with them, it seems to me, anyways, as an observer, that they get overruled by the provincial government.
Well, and we also, on that count, I mean,
which is weird because
individual
the provincial government controls TransLink.
Well, but you also it's a reflection too of I think the way people want to behave. Like I think there's a big education component. Like if you're in the suburbs and you only are in the suburbs, you never come downtown, and you're hearing about all this infrastructure spending downtown or to get people to and from downtown, and you're perfectly happy driving your car from your house to the mall and back. Like you're going to have a completely different perspective, and you're going to vote differently,
yeah.
And reflect that to the politicians and. That to me is also a factor in why we have, and we're like for a region, we have lots of small regions, like Calgary doesn't have to deal with that, Toronto doesn't have to deal with that. We have lots of governing bodies in a small area that make comprehensive planning really challenging.
Well, I think we are not going to talk about the perfect podcast, but I think the perfect podcast would be, which was our other topic, we got 1 minute, would be awesome audio quality followed by no filler and content that you're interested in.
Entertaining and informative.
All right.
You have to be one of those two.
Oh,
preferably both.
Which I'm sure this podcast wasn't. I think we'll sign off there, Dale. Dale McGlattery, how do we find you?
I guess group42.ca would be...
Oh, well, my website's dead, but it's rollintonloud.com.
I don't have a great website right now.
Okay. Ciao. Say goodbye, Dale.
Bye-bye.